Hump Day, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, making his bone broth, sipping on his Spindrift. He is in a good spot.
He is so good.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Chicken feet. That's the secret.
Chicken feet is the secret to a good bone broth.
Throw a couple chicken feet into your Instant Pot with all your bones and your veggies, and you're going to get some real good stuff.
Okay. Thank you. Horse hooves? No. Chicken feet?
Nay.
Yes.
Nay.
But that's not why we brought you all here today to talk about horse hooves and chicken feet. No, we want to talk about Carl Lentz.
Manhooer du jour. So we talked about this story a little bit yesterday, thanks to Holly and a dirt alert, that Carl Lentz, and maybe, Colleen, you want to just remind people quickly who a Carl Lentz is?
Yeah, because he's not really a household name, and he's not an actor or celebrity in that regard. However, he is celebrity adjacent. He is essentially one of the leaders of the Hillsong Church movement, and he has been known as a close confidant, and I would even maybe say like spiritual advisor, of Justin Bieber. And he's found himself in some hot water as the Hillsong Church has departed ways with him. Departed ways? Fired him. They fired him for moral issues.
He departed the church after they parted ways with him because of his moral failings, but there were other things as well. We were like impatiently waiting to find out what those other failings are. But yesterday, the story that Holly brought to our attention is that apparently this is no surprise to anyone that Carl was behaving the way that he was. And by that, I mean adulterous, which is a big deal to the people in this church and organization. But it also tells a broader tale, which I'm far more interested in. But let's start with the story, which is that apparently it looks like there was a very private post Super Bowl party held for J-Lo last year on a yacht in Miami. Mm. And somebody from that event, and this is all through Page Six, said that Carl, the 42-year-old spiritual leader, was a, quote, womanizing man whore. So, like, I feel like if some guy on a boat during a post Super Bowl J-Lo party was describing Carl Lentz as a womanizing man whore.
Yeah.
Something tells me it's the only shocking thing about this story is that it took us this long to find out that he was a womanizing man whore.
I mean, I would like to just start at step one and consider the world that we live in where Carl Lentz was invited to J-Lo's yacht Super Bowl party, and then that he was, in fact, notably the most womanizing man who were there. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, which is essentially what you were just saying, but it's just like that, and to your point, and that we're only just now hearing about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was another guy who's one of the other, described as a famous pastor pal. I don't know these people, but Rich Wilkerson Jr., I guess he was on this yacht as well. And that the two of them were, quote, partying their asses off and acting really weird on the yacht. He was seen, that is, Carl was seen flirting with various women. They would sit on his lap. And, you know, again, I keep coming back to this to just address the person out there who's like, who cares what he does? This is 2020. I don't care. Okay, sure, fine. Mm-hmm. But like in their world, in their organization, in this church, that is not appropriate behavior. And it is not becoming of, you know, the head of that church. And also this is a church that has sort of been criticized for really relying very heavily on its celebrity membership for attention. And so I feel like it's a relevant story. I think it's totally a relevant story. And I also think that it's going to lead to further details about this guy, Carl Lentz, and the people around him. Anyway, so that was the story yesterday.
Can I just pause for 1 second and just tell you, if you take a twirl through Rich Wilkerson Jr.'s Instagram or just Google him, and the same actually goes for Carl Lentz, just to kind of drive the point home that the Hillsong Church and some of the churches of that ilk, which I won't even go further into explaining what I mean by that, are you will see pictures of these people with so many celebrities that you know that it just drives that point home that they leverage those relationships.
So Mr. Wilkerson, I said I don't know him, but we should know him. Do you know why?
Was he the one that married Kim and Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So because that's one of the first pictures you see of him is of him with Kim and Kanye.
So, and those two, that is Wilkerson and Lentz, were running around this yacht, apparently like super celebrity obsessed. Like the people on the boat were like, look, we're all on this boat with a bunch of celebrities. The last thing you want is like a bunch of guys running around, taking videos, and selfies with all the celebrities who are probably just like, oh God, mm-hmm. who's this guy? Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, again, that tells you a story, right? That in and of itself, like we would be doing that. If
right.
we were on a private yacht with J-Lo and a bunch of celebrities, I'd be like, oh my God, did you see J-Lo?
Right.
And then I try to take a picture of myself as a selfie, but she's actually in the background.
Oh, yeah, it would not be obvious at all.
Hey, Colleen, take my picture right here, but make it look like you're taking a picture of me, but make sure you get J-Lo in the screen. And then we'll post it like, can you believe? Totally get it. But again, this is a guy whose main focus probably isn't chasing celebrities, although it appears to be, which tells you a story. So anyway, that was the story yesterday. And really quickly, I just wanted to add to that story, or not really quickly because we have time. But to add to that story, Pastor Carl Lentz was spotted out with his family recently, and that runs counter to this whole narrative that the tabloids have been pushing that he's in hiding following the scandal after.
Right.
And for those of you who maybe missed the scandal, he had an affair with a woman.
The part that we know about.
Correct.
So let's just say that.
Sliver of detail that we know mm-hmm. is that he picked up a woman in a park on a park bench and began a torrid sexual intimate affair with her
months long,
which
after
tells you
lying to her about who he was and what he did.
Yeah. It just tells you that was not the first time that happened,
right?
Like, this is a guy who's probably been doing this, and it's really not hard to believe. Like, I'm not surprised, but I'm fascinated because here's a person who aims and claims to be something and then clearly isn't, and the isn't part is what we find fascinating. Not so much the adultery, but, like, what is going on? Like, what were his goals? What does he want to accomplish or did he want to accomplish? Was he just hell-bent on, like, you know, like engorging his ego, which is just a gross metaphor, but or description, but or was there more, like, shenanigans financially and otherwise going on behind the scenes?
Right. And you almost have to think, like, to your point, this is only the scandal that we know about, but some of his moves might indicate that this was not his first time in this park on this particular park bench, right? I feel like this is, we've seen story after story after story like this, and we learn the lesson in different ways many, many times, that when you couple a moral leader with celebrity in such a way and power in such a way, you run the risk of somebody who sort of believes that they're above the morals that they teach, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's, to me, the reason why I'm fascinated by this story is here you have Carl Lentz, who fancies himself a moral leader, who is the spiritual advisor to umpty foo celebrities, but most notably Justin Bieber, who is espousing a certain way of living, but then does not necessarily feel the need to ascribe to that way of living.
Yeah, it seems very likely to me that this person was far more interested in being around celebrity mm-hmm. than doing what I think he was trying to sell, which is like pastoring to these celebrities or, you know, providing guidance to these. So like I could see you trying to sell that, like, somebody needs to, you know, connect these people to spirituality. Sure, like every person has a spiritual life in some way, shape, or form, and maybe that's his, like, thing. Okay, and I think that's what most people operated under the assumption. But now that you start to dig, and don't forget, it's not just the adultery, that they are actually the current heads of Hillsong have launched an investigation into their New York City branch, which he was in charge of. So, mm-hmm. like, it's not just about the adultery. But it becomes clear, I think, that he was far more interested in just being around celebrity and inhaling celebrity and trying to be a celebrity vicariously through these people, which, you know, hopefully the celebrities learned a valuable lesson. Although, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. I do just want to quickly, before we move on to get some of the dirt straight from Hollywood, I just want to point out to you that the other woman, the one that we know of, the one other woman who has come forward to talk about her affair with Carl Lentz, her name is Ronan, and she does have a last name. She usually goes by just one name because she's a designer. But her last name is Kareem. She's 34 years old, and she said she's been having this relationship with Carl Lentz. She is making the rounds through the media. Her story is being heard everywhere. You cannot escape it. So,
as in, she's actively talking.
Oh, yeah. She's talked to Vanity Fair. There's an article about her in People magazine. I know Page Six has talked about her and to her. She's had exclusive with the Daily Mail. Her story is out there. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, not only are we going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert from Holly Roberts, but also it is time, it will be time, when we come back to announce our Live for Free name of the day. We'll do all of that when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It is time for all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert on the Colleen and Bradley Show. However, before we get to all that Hollywood dirt from Hollywood,
I hate this year.
It is time for us to announce a Live for Free name. It's been a rough year, and we want you all to live for free for the rest of 2020. So, Megan, and I'm going to totally massacre this last name. How would you say that? Zingal? Dezingal? Megan?
Can we spell it?
Yeah, D-Z-I-E-N-G-E-L. Megan, you have a hard last name.
Zingle, dingle, jingle.
Whatever. It's this hour's name. Megan, call us back at 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. The clock is ticking. If you do, Megan, you will win $100 and you will be entered to win the grand prize of $10,000. And again, the name is Megan, D-Z-I-E-N-G-E-L.
I bet it's Zingle or Zingle.
Zingle?
Single.
You know what? She better call so we can find out.
Come on, Megan girl.
651-641-1071. And now let's get to that dirt alert.
Woo, all right. So as we await Megan's call, let's talk about some celebrity gossip. George Clooney was named GQ's Man of the Year this year, even though we really haven't seen much of George Clooney.
I thought this was a weird choice.
Yes. Well, he needs to publicize something. And so his agents, his publicists, they talk to GQ. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, we haven't heard from George Clooney in quite some time. Let's slap him on a magazine. Anyways, in his interview for GQ magazine about his Man of the Year. Now, George Clooney, famously one of the celebrities out there, A-list celebrities who doesn't engage on social media. Well, I'm here
he's
to tell. Well, no, I'm here to tell you that he probably does. It's just that he's a lurker and he's not letting us know. Because one of the things that he's talking about in this new interview for GQ magazine is his praise for Chrissy Teigen and her responses to internet trolls.
That is interesting.
He would only know those.
Yeah, if he was lurking.
He's on the social.
Or if somebody told him. Go on.
I feel like he's lurking.
He's a lurker.
He's a lurker. Because this is what George Clooney tells GQ magazine. I have so much more fun watching Chrissy Teigen. Somebody steps into her world and you go, oh, I wouldn't do that, dude. He said, it's so much fun. Like somebody who thinks they're really smart and you just go, oh, dude, you brought a knife to a gunfight. So
he's paying attention.
Yes.
I will say of that, what he just said. I mean, it just reminds me of like the heckler in the audience of comedy show who like shows up and thinks they're funnier than the comedian. That is what people have a tendency to try to do with Chrissy Teigen. And he's right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to that fight.
Now we have to figure out George Clooney's Twitter handle.
Well, that's the thing. You know he's got one. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah. Go out there and solve that mystery, kids.
But we know he's following
like
Chrissy Teigen.
Clooney.
Yeah. So just if you have time to comb through her millions of followers.
Yeah. So
he'll be in there.
Hey, you know what? We're staying at home a lot, so there's a new hobby
for
somebody out there.
Somebody could do that. I guarantee you, though, you could come up with like an algorithm.
Yes.
Like somebody needs to get on this. I'm telling you, in this day and age, somebody can solve this problem.
I know.
Get on it.
Get on it.
Yeah.
We don't have time. We're doing a radio show and a podcast, but somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Go deep in the shallow.
For us.
Thanks. And we'll read your report of the report.
We certainly will.
An A-list celebrity who is not shy about being on social media is Madonna.
Madonna.
She showed off a hip scar on social media recently, calling herself a survivor.
Of a hip replacement?
I think so. That's what I am gathering from this story.
Okay, cool. Go on.
Well, Madonna has complained about hip and knee pain during her last tour, Madame X. And by all reports, she had to cancel a lot of her shows because she was in pain. So Madonna posted a picture of herself in some gray loungewear and hiked up her skirt to show the scar on her hip and some bandages. She also posted pictures of herself doing meditations, burning sage, and using bowls.
Using bowls?
Like for soup or sound bowls?
Sound bowls. Meditation sound bowls. Yes. She was setting up her altar using feathers and crystals and other things.
Oh,
she's an interesting gal. She's an interesting gal.
I feel like that's the most Minnesota thing you have ever said in your life.
Pretty darn close.
It's so delightfully 1990s new age world, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's stuck in that, you know.
Well, and by all means, she was at the epicenter of a lot of those of the things and trends and piquing the interests of the general public and all of those things. You know, side note, I did have a thought the other day.
Oh, was
you know,
it fun?
Yeah. Well, you know, you said interesting. And so, you know, that restaurant, Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
And where they put the hats on you and they shame you.
Uh-huh.
If you are sitting at our local Dick's Last Resort and they just write the word interesting on your hat, that's probably the worst thing that they could do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Wow, anyway. That's a great story.
Holly, I'm so glad you took us on that journey.
The Saved by the Bell reboot is coming to Peacock, NBC's streaming service, very soon. And Elizabeth Berkley was on Watch What Happens Live last night doing some promotional interviews for that. And she was asked whether or not Dustin Diamond would be making an appearance on the Saved by the Bell reboot, a.k.a. Screech. She had this to say, well, I don't know if he'll make an appearance. We'll see if there's another season. Maybe it's something to explore.
Okay, honey, that was no. Because you know he's not.
Yeah.
And well, I don't understand. We all know he's not.
Right.
So why? Just say no.
Just
say no, Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, thank you. Just say no. Just say Dustin Diamond is problematic in a lot of different ways.
And he is persona non grata.
Yeah, and like, we don't want him to be on the show.
Not a big deal.
That's the, like, one crappy thing about the world we live in.
The one.
Wow, Brad. Thanks. Why don't you tell us the one crappy thing about
In the context of this stuff, like, people should just be allowed to move on with their lives. Mm-hmm. Like, if he doesn't, you know, like, not everybody's going to be able to return to their, like,
but
best
like
moments.
He does want to return to it.
Yeah, but he just shouldn't.
Say goodbye. You don't get to. All right, when we come back, we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right. You win a prize. Check. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30 seconds pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, girls?
Hey, Holly, who's on the phone today?
It's Lisa.
We've got Lisa on the line. And what is Lisa playing for?
Lisa is playing for this.
A My Talk 107.1 t-shirt. I mean, all right, Lisa, excited.
Lisa, you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I think I am.
All righty. Timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Ozzy Osbourne was the singer for what rock band?
Black Sabbath.
Who plays Willy Wonka in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, God, that's the trick. I'm going to go with Gene Wilder.
Yep. What is the name of Madonna's latest album?
Oh, okay, you lost me there, Skip.
Who lives across the hall from Jerry in the sitcom Seinfeld?
Kramer.
Who's this year's People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Michael B. Jordan.
And what's the name of Madonna's latest album?
Still Fine.
Oh, I Lisa, you were so good at all the answers and just so
except very confident.
And that one was a hard one because you didn't buy the album because nobody bought the album except for Bradley's partner.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't leave Jamie out of this.
So I'm so sorry, Lisa, you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge today. However, you can try again tomorrow because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. And the answer to that question was...
Madam X.
Madonna's latest album is called Madam X.
Madame X.
And now that we answered all those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Holly.
It's time for some blind items.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
This foreign-born A-list actress was celebrating last week when she heard a cartel leader had been killed. That leader was one of the last people who could tie her to her early drug mule and dealing days.
Whoa.
Our actress only has her ex to deal with now.
Whoa. Wow.
Drug mule.
Wow.
Foreign-born.
So she was
A-list.
Celebrating last week.
Correct.
Oh, she was
Nicole
celebrating the cartel
Kidman.
Leader's death.
Kidman.
What?
Just kidding.
No, Nicole Kidman doesn't have a drug mule. Gosh. Foreign-born
A-list actress.
Yes.
Celebrated.
Do you think that it's Helen Mirren?
No.
No. See, you're playing the game now.
Kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't think we're ever going to get there.
Like, give us a part of the world.
South America.
Okay.
Okay. Now, think about this last line. Our actress only has her ex to deal with now. Think about someone who's famous,
mm-hmm.
who has had a troubling ex.
Mm-hmm. A troubling ex.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of those things that when we get to the answer, it's going to be so obvious.
Now, we haven't really seen a lot from her lately. She was a star of a very popular television show, an ensemble television show.
And she's from South America?
Correct.
Oh, Sofia Vergara. Yes.
Oh my gosh. The crazy ex who was like stealing her eggs.
Who wants her eggs? Yeah.
Yeah. Onion Crunch guy, Nick Loeb. I mean, we got we have some salacious blind items today. Let
Whoa.
Me just gird your loins because this is just.
Consider my loins girded.
My loins been girded for years.
So, NT Lawyer says that Sofia Vergara was celebrating last week when she heard a cartel leader had been killed. And because that leader was one of the last people who could tie her to her early drug dealing days.
Oh,
and now Sofia only has to worry about her ex, Nick Loeb.
That's some, like, explosive stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Not the Onion Crunch. I'm saying
Sofia
Vergara drug mule. Have we heard that before?
Why do I feel like we have heard that before?
Have we?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Or so we're going
to
move.
Oh, by the way, thank you to Claudia who tweeted us with the answer. I apologize. I was not paying close enough attention. But thank you for, you know, that's a great way to play the home game. When we're stumbling and you are yelling at your radio, mm-hmm. feel free to tweet us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blinded by the
All
right, more salacious celebrity gossip mysteries. Now, this next one is confirmed. And NT Lawyer's been doing this thing on his website, crazydaysandnights.net, anniversary month. So going back into the vault and revealing and confirming blind items of yore. So this one dates back to 2018. So not that long ago. But let's consider the following. This is the craziest love triangle type thing I have seen in a while. You have this A-minus list singer who is a pretty bad actress being basically stalked by the head of this organization who wants her for himself, even though he's married. He's doing everything he can to drive a wedge between the singer-actress and her current significant other without causing damage between the friendship of the two men. This is all going to cause a relapse for our singer-actress.
Selena Gomez. Justin Bieber. Is that what you were going to say?
No. Okay. So I was thinking Jennifer Lopez, David Miscavige.
Oh my gosh. You were in a whole other organization.
I was in a whole other world.
Like it though.
Yeah.
Well, and then think of who was the head of the organization?
Yeah. Carl Lentz.
Carl Lentz.
Oh, yes. Fill in the blank.
So this is a crazy love triangle. You have Selena Gomez, who's basically being stalked by Carl Lentz, who wants her for himself, even though Carl Lentz is married. Carl's doing everything he can to drive a wedge between Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber without causing damage to his friendship with Justin Bieber. And it's a hot mess.
And it's going to cause a relapse for
Selena Gomez.
I mean, you know, I could sit with this blind item for a year and just talk about when you think back to that time of Justin Bieber went on like basically a spiritual bender while he was dating Selena Gomez during that time. Prior to his getting together again with Haley Baldwin. I mean, we would see them walking around, he and Selena Gomez walking around, and he'd be carrying books, and Carl Lentz was with them a lot. I mean, it just like it that it just makes sense. I'm sorry, I'm tan.
I just like to be tan. No, I'm here for it.
Sorry, I just realized I was not being coherent or articulate at all, but I am excited by this blind item.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll now be taking a deep dive into history later.
All right, I told you that today's blind items would be salacious. Here's another one.
Oh, God, I can't.
Just wait. This former A-minus list actress who still writes but rarely acts has been trying her hand at being a foster mom, but it hasn't gone well.
Oh, no.
She rarely makes it longer than a few days before saying she can't handle it and returns the child.
Oh, no.
You can't do that.
I told you it was salacious.
This is terrible.
She takes the kids. Like, can you do this, that?
Is this somebody who has talked about motherhood recently?
Yes.
And her desire to be a mother and perhaps inability to be a mother?
Yes.
Is her name Lena Dunham?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Please read.
Except and not for the story, the children. Oh my word.
That's why I'm saying the story's not hilarious.
It's tragic.
That it's Lena Dunham is hilarious. Read the story.
So Lena Dunham has been trying her hand at being a foster mom, but it hasn't gone well. Lena Dunham rarely makes it longer than a few days before saying she can't handle it and then returns the kid.
Why would people say that? Why would they allow that? Like one time. Like, maybe just do some, you know, help kids in another way. Maybe that's not your best work.
Can I just say, like, it would not take, I'm going to sound mean, but I don't actually care.
I was going to say, when have you started?
I know. Thanks. I don't even need to read her application to be able to tell you. She is so self-absorbed and literally has displayed nothing but an inability to see beyond her own nose in her life, that the notion that she would somehow be able to find a nurturing bone in her body to help. I just can't.
They should have checked with us. I mean, we can provide a character witness.
Thank you.
For the adoption agency, because we would have just taken them through the litany of stories that we've covered. And the thing we've always said with Lena Dunham is that at the end of the day, it's always about Lena Dunham. It's not that she's any different than anybody else in terms of her life experience. It's that she alone makes every single thing in her life experience about her.
Exactly.
And I know that sounds kind of obvious, like, well, what? But, like, trust us.
Just trust.
There is something singular about her ability to be at the center of all things.
Well, and you know
that
the
wouldn't
reason...
seem like it would be helpful or beneficial to a parent.
The reason if this is indeed true, which I tend to believe it is, especially given the recent conversation around Lena Dunham, the reason she would be doing such a thing would be to make herself look good. Oh, I can't. I'm going to need some time to recover from
that. These are some good ones today. This took us all over the controversy
map. Thank you, anti-lawyer.
And Holly for digging them out.
Yes. Thank you for digging those out, Holly.
Always sifting.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we need to talk about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. I'm leaning fully into that relationship and just calling them Megan Kelly because that's what I want to call them anyway. She's being super gross about their relationship, and I just want to call it out when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. So remember right after Halloween that Megan Kelly, thank you.
No, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. I did it. I did it again. I'm trying to lean into the fact that I always call her Megan Kelly because Megan Fox is dating Machine Gun Kelly. So whatever. Megan Fox called out her ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, I don't know where they are in their split, Brian Austin Green, for posting a picture of him with his child in it. And she wanted to point out to him, and so she wrote a comment on it, and then, of course, it got picked up by everybody because people saw it. Yeah. She basically said, you know, you seem really hell-bent on painting a picture of me like I'm not an involved mother. And, you know, why can't you just know that you're a good father? I spend all this time with the kids. I never post pictures of them, blah, 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 blah. Right? Mm-hmm. So she called him all the way out. Well, I just wanted to point out a discrepancy.
Okay.
Sort of. Because what Megan Fox has been doing with her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly is just kind of gross when you consider that she like cheated on her husband with him and left him and the three children. Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say she has been having very much a publicationship as he was trying to have with first Courtney Stodden and then...
The Ginger Lee.
Ginger Lee.
No,
from
what was her name?
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, the Gilligan's Island lady.
Tina Louise.
Tina Louise.
Tina
Thank
Louise.
You.
But not really the Gilligan's Island lady, a model with the same name. So he, you know, it's funny because he was trying to have these publicationships. He'd be seen out with these women in public, like clearly for paparazzi attention. And then she was being seen out with Machine Gun Kelly, like they were both doing this thing. And then she shamed him because he very quickly decided it was in his best interest to look like the doting father and not like, you know, a horny man.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she called him out on that. And it's like, girl, you're doing this all in public, by the way. So like, don't act like you're somehow holier than thou, because you are having just as much of a publicationship experience as he is, and actually more, because she's actually in a relationship by all accounts with Machine Gun Kelly.
Right.
So it's just like, it's kind of like we see what's going on here, ma'am.
And so she did this interview with Nylon, where, and I don't know if is that a magazine, is that a website, I don't know, but she talked about her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly, and I just want to read her nauseating words to you. Okay, so Try to hold on to your lunch.
I'm here for it. I didn't eat much this morning, so I don't have a lot to toss.
So apparently they first met on the set of the upcoming film Midnight in the Switchgrass. And she says of the two of them meeting, quote, "I looked into his eyes and I felt the most pristine, most gentle, most pure spirit. My heart shattered immediately." She said, mm-hmm. "Loving him is like being in love with a tsunami or a forest fire."
Okay.
I don't even actually know what that means.
I mean, it's just words, and she's an actress and she's a celebrity. I mean, she has to come up with words, and they're very flowery and romantical, right? But I don't know.
Here's the thing. All of us can see it with 2020 vision right now.
Yeah.
They were horny for each other, and they are in the beginning stages of a relationship, which we've all been there at some point in our lives. The beginning of a relationship is the most fun part.
Well, I was going to say, like, we can all relate. If you've got friends who are in a new relationship and they're just talking in ways that make your eyes want to fall out of your head because you've been there, like, you know how just sappy and, like, saccharinely sweet that kind of stuff can be. Like, no, but you don't understand. There's, like, this thing that I feel that I, like, never... It's like, I can't even put into words. And you're like, yeah, no, I mean, I know.
Yeah, I've been there.
First of all, it's called being horny.
Yes.
And, again, love is more than being horny. But yes. At the same time, I totally remember those feelings. And you just sound like a fool.
And
that's it's fine.
What, and
it's
that's
the human
what they're
condition,
sounding like right now, the two of them. And I just want to say, like, I want to grab them, like, their future selves 4 years down the road and point them to this stuff and be like, hey, guys, remember when you said this? And do you see how ridiculous you sound now? Said of Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly said, quote, "Finding someone that can take you out of the fast lane and make sure that you're safe. I love that it can evolve into that." What?
Yeah. Like, okay.
So she saved him from his fast life. Oh, I can't. I don't know. I can't.
Like, I was going so fast, I was about to hit a brick wall.
And then
Megan showed up and slowed me down. She was the brakes. And my speed car of love.
Here's what I think about that, honestly, is those three kids that she has with Brian Austin Green are going to know, because it's public, how their parents' relationship ended. And they're going to Google Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, and they're going to see these words. You know what I'm saying? It's just like...
Well, they're also going to see their father in a hot tub
that's
with
true.
Courtney Stodden.
That's true. They don't stand a chance.
So let's hope that... Oh,
when we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, have you ever gotten over a phobia? What was the phobia and what did you do to get over it? 651-641-1071. Have you ever gotten over a phobia? What was it and what did you do to get over it? Give us a call after this on My Talk 107.1.